And look, let me just lay it out right now. Psalm 139.
Amen.
I'm talking about the song now. So, you know, our brother in Christ over at the First Works Baptist Church in L.A., he put part of Psalm 139 to music. It's just a scripture song. There's no original lyrics. It's just, surely thou, let's all sing it. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. I kid you not, there are people that have gone to an independent fundamental Baptist church for years and years and years and years and years. I'm not talking about a babe in Christ that just got saved. I'm talking about people that have gone to an independent fundamental Baptist church for years and years and years that were offended by that song. And let me tell you something. If you're offended by that song, you have a major problem with God. You have a major problem because you know who your real God is? Your God is CNN. Your God is MSNBC. Your God is Fox News. Your God is Rush Limbaugh. Your God is Glenn Beck. Your God is some church somewhere or some radio station somewhere or some TV station somewhere. Hey, this isn't your God if you're offended by God's word.
Amen.
If God's your God, why are you offended by stuff he says?
Well, I just don't think we're supposed to sing that then.
Okay, is that what God said? Oh, that's a little footnote that he put in Ephesians. You know, sing the Psalms, you know, except those really gnarly ones. Folks, I'm sorry. That's next level stupidity to be offended by that song.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like flat earth level stupidity. To sit there and say, how, you're in a Baptist church, you're singing about hating people? I'm singing the word of God. Like is there something wrong with God's word? Like, I could see, like let's say I composed an original song that mentioned hating people and people got offended by it. I can understand that. I'm not saying they'd be right. But let's say I composed an original song. It talked about hating reprobates or something. You know, I could see somebody saying, like, I don't like that. I'm offended by that. Or I don't think that's appropriate. But you know what? If we are literally singing God's word verbatim, why don't you just shut up, Uzzah? Lest God strike you dead for your foolishness, Uzzah. Because you know what you're doing? It's like, basically, there's Psalm 139 is on a cart. And you're like, whoa, I got to stabilize that sucker. You better be careful that God doesn't strike you dead for that idiotic thought of being offended by God's word. Amen. You know, if I ever got upset or offended by God's word, if I ever cringed when I heard God's word being read publicly, or if I ever cringed when I heard God's word being sung publicly, you know what? I would fall on my face and beg God for forgiveness immediately and say, God, I'm an idiot. I'd be like Job, like, I loathe myself and repent in sackcloth and ashes. I mean, does everybody hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if that stupid thought entered my mind for 1 second of like, does he have to read that verse? Do he have to sing that song? I would literally just fall on my face and just confess to God that I'm the biggest idiot on the planet. I'm serious. But it's Uzzah. It's Uzzah. We got to fix that song. Well, maybe we can give you the Psalm 139 song and maybe you can make it better. Maybe you can fix it by adding to and removing from God's word.
Amen.
Ooh, that's a scary thought when you put it like that. Oh, so what do we do then? Or is it the tune they don't like? Like, what do we do with it? What do we do with Psalm 139? We can't throw it in the trash. How can we fix it? By adding to or removing from God's word? Maybe it just needs a different tune. Is the tune the problem? Folks, I mean, is anybody out there like face palming in their heart as hard as I am right now, just thinking like, wow. And you say, why would you just park it on this point? There's literal, I literally heard about somebody like this a few weeks ago. That, yeah, they were offended by that song. In one of our friends' churches. And we've had other people bring it up to us and say like, oh, I don't know about that song. I mean, I'm just like, oh, man. That's funny because the first time I heard it, it was an instant classic is what it was. And the tune rules. It's literally like, it's one of my favorite psalms put to music. I mean, my favorites are like Psalm 11, Psalm 67, and Psalm 139. Those are my favorites. Oh, they love Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause it. And you know what? I wrote that song, The Hate Preacher. I composed that tune. But you know what? Psalm 139, you got to take both. You can't just have all the Psalm 67 happy songs. Oh, I don't want the Psalm 139, though. Hey, you better take the whole thing. You better eat your vegetables. You better clean your plate. And your name is Uzzah if you are offended by Psalm 139 being sung in God's house. Your name is Uzzah, and you don't want your name to be Uzzah because Uzzah dies. Right? You don't want to be Uzzah. You need to understand your place in the universe. You need to stay in your place and not start thinking that you know more than God, like Bruce Metzger and Bart Ehrman and everybody else who tries to usurp God's position in any area of life. Let God be God. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.